White Rocket Entertainment.
Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone.
Let's watch some football. Now everybody, come on everybody.
They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, yo, yo. Let's watch some football.
Hello. Welcome to the AU Wishbone. This is a special solo edition with just me, your host, John Ringer. Vane is busy preparing for Dragon Con, so I'm recording a quick preview of the Washington game to share with you. Some things I think about the Washington-Auburn game coming up this Saturday in Atlanta. First, I think it's going to be a lower-scoring defensive game. I think, you know, there's two good quarterbacks and two well-coached offenses, but I think in the early season matchups, they always tend towards defense, lower scoring, and I think these are two great defenses, and I think they're going to have the edge. I don't think either team gets out of the 20s at most in this game. For Auburn, a guy I think is going to be very important is Chandler Cox. Washington runs a confusing, multiple kind of defense, but watching them play against good teams like Penn State and Stanford, the fullbacks and tight ends are a key part of running against that defense. And so Chandler Cox is a guy that needs to have a big game at the point of attack for whoever he's leading, Cam Martin or Whitlow, or when he stays in to pass block for Chandler Cox. He's a guy that if he has a good game, I think Auburn has a very good chance to win. I do think that you'll see a different offense than you saw in the opener last year because Jared Stidham and the offensive coordinator are much more confident in each other, much more knowledge of each other, and they're much more understanding of what each other wants to do and can do. So I think you're going to see a very different and more confident Auburn offense, but I think the problem is going to be Washington's defense is really excellent. So I think if you see Auburn struggle on offense, I'm going to be inclined to give Washington credit and not say, oh, this is Auburn, you know, not being prepared or screwing up the early season offense. I love the freshmen on this Auburn team. I think there's a lot of excellent freshman players, and they're going to make a big impact over the course of this season, but this is not their week. I do not think we're going to see a lot of the freshmen. They may play, they may get snaps here and there, but I don't think any freshman is going to touch the ball more than once each. And I don't think any of the defensive freshmen are going to play a lot. I don't expect them to let a freshman return a kick. So I think don't say, oh, it does, the height doesn't count and all that stuff. I think it does, but I think you're going to see them over the next two or three home games work the freshmen in. And by the time we get to Arkansas, they're going to be having a big impact. Who scares me on Washington? I would say on the offensive side for them, I really like both their running backs. I like Miles Gaskin, who has a ton of experience and talent and is a very dependable player. I like his backup a lot too, Salvin Ahmed. He's made some good plays in the games that I watched of Washington. He's a very solid player with the ball in space. On defense, they have a lot of very, very solid players. They have a safety named Sapp, S-A-P-P, who looks like he would be at home playing in LSU's secondary probably. He's a big physical guy who's a good tackler in space and anticipates well. So I think he's going to be making a lot of plays for them against Auburn on Saturday. In the barbecue SEC West preview, Van and I both said that we thought we were going to lose this game, and I've gone back and forth at times. I've been very confident, and other times I'm concerned. I go back to the coaching thing that I said on that preview show. Like, Peterson has shown consistently that he can have his teams ready to play in week one and beat really good teams, and Gus has not shown that. So this is a big opportunity for Auburn against a big non-conference opponent to show how good we can be, because we haven't performed well in that building or against big non-conference teams recently. But it's also a chance for Gus to get that early season kerfuffle off of his chest and, you know, off his back, and go out and start the season on the right foot. We have an experienced quarterback and a lot of talented team, and I think that he can go out there and do that. I think the biggest thing is Auburn's defense is excellent, and it's going to keep us in the game against anybody. it's amazing. We have a like a freshman place kicker, and no one seems nervous at all that we could be in a tight game with Washington and depending on him to make a kick. But I'm not worried about that. So I look for a lower scoring game, 24-20, something like that, 24-21, with two good teams going back and forth over the course of the game. And maybe it comes down to one team making a turnover in the second half, and that's the difference in the game. So I think Auburn has a good chance. I think it's really this is really a 50-50 coin flip kind of game. But I'm going to say Auburn plays well, but Washington wins 24-20. It doesn't mean that I'm down on the season. I told you in the preview episode, I still think Auburn is going to win the SEC West. But I think this team is going to grow and develop as recent Auburn teams have over the course of the year. And I think the freshmen are going to inject an enormous amount of talent and explosiveness to this team on both sides of the ball over the course of the season. So, War Eagle Van and War Eagles, all of you out there, and I look forward to the game on Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the Wishbone Podcast. All past episodes are available at auwishbone.podbean.com and via iTunes. For more Auburn fun, join us on Facebook at facebook.com/auwishbone and follow the show on Twitter at auwishbone. War Eagle.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.